United Airlines, already in bankruptcy, says it expects to lose an additional $877 million in the first quarter of the year. United's international bookings have plunged, and the company has indicated that going out of business is a distinct possibility. The travel industry is in trouble. Some travelers are canceling trips abroad, fearing that if war breaks out, they could be stranded far from home or subject to anti-American sentiment. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Normally, this would be a busy time of year for Friendly Travel, a small storefront travel agency in Alexandria, Virginia, just outside Washington. People would be making reservations for spring and summer trips, but Friendly Travel President Mary Peters says with war looming, that's not the case.
Cancellations are for different reasons. State of our country, the economy, the uncertainty is our biggest problem, I think, right now. And I think that if we weren't thinking about going to war, the uncertainty of the economy would still play a part in it. But right now, we have just everything coming at this industry.
And there's every indication to think things are only getting worse for the industry. The airline's reporting company, which tracks ticket sales for railroads and the airlines, says sales are down significantly this year, especially for international air travel. Amy Kotkin is program manager for Smithsonian Journeys, the travel arm of the Smithsonian Institution. She says her group recently had to cancel a trip to Nice, France, in part because of worries expressed by some of the participants.
They're telling us, regardless of whether they agree or disagree with the war, that they're concerned about being an American in distant lands. They're concerned about being in a situation where they might be harassed or feel uncomfortable.
College students seem less inclined to postpone their spring break plans, continuing to descend on popular hotspots like Florida and Cancun to soak up sun and fun. But many schools which plan educational field trips this time of year have canceled those trips entirely. Dr. Maria Melendez is interim superintendent of public schools in Greenwich, Connecticut. She says after assessing the situation, they decided to cancel two high school trips, one to Greece, another to Finland, as well as a planned visit by some elementary school students and their parents to China.
Basically, because of the distance of the field trip, in case of an emergency, it would be very difficult to bring these children back home in a timely manner. So the distance really played an important factor in the decision-making process.
Some schools have also canceled domestic field trips to New York and Washington, partly the result of heightened fears by educators and parents over moves by the government to raise the terrorist threat level. All of these things make it an especially trying time to be in the travel business, according to Agent Mary Peters. Sitting in her office, however, she seems resigned to the fact the travel market won't improve anytime soon.
The American public doesn't deal with unrest real well. We're not used to it, and we don't quite understand it. So until the unrest is gone, I see no discretionary dollar being parted with.
The Air Transport Association, the industry's main trade group, says after a code orange alert last month, international air travel fell 20%. The group estimates with a war with Iraq, passenger traffic for the airlines could fall another 15%. Jack Speer, NPR News, Alexandria, Virginia.